round-robin matches in the 2022 edition of the African Cup of Nations hosted by Cameroon have concluded. And Vuyani Joni, the editor of Soccer La Duma, joining me on the line now. The most notable exclusions from the knockout stages, Vuyani, Ghana, of course, and we've been playing, paying particular attention because we feel we were cheated out of being part of this continental showcase. But more importantly, Algeria, who are the defending champions. In fact, they did the worst in their Group E. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Africa, and good morning to the listeners. Really, really, really disappointing for those two countries, especially Algeria, the defending champions. We expected so much more from them, but it just was not to be, and they just never lived up to expectations. For some reasons, I thought that they were going to pick up as the competition continued, but they didn't look the part from the very onset. And for them to finish number four in the group, it's something that no one would have really predicted. And to think that they're only going away with 1 point out of 3 games is just disappointing.
It truly is. I mean, they lost their two opening matches and then they drew their final match. So they failed to win a single match in this tournament. Another team, I suppose, that did surprise me somewhat is Tunisia. I mean, Tunisia was a powerhouse of soccer at some point, right? They're in Group F. They lost two matches, only winning one, and therefore losing out of the opportunity to Mali and Gambia to go to... Look, I know that they're going to have the top two teams in each group and then the best of, I don't know how many, of the third place. So there is a possibility that they might go through. But they should have done much better than ending third in Group F, shouldn't they?
Yes, in fact, they have qualified. They have qualified by virtue of finishing third and being one of the top four third placed teams. So that gives them a second chance, and this is an opportunity for them to redeem themselves. But like you quite rightly pointed out, they also did not live up to expectation in Africa because they only won one game. And no one would have predicted Gambia to finish ahead of them. But look, they did exactly that, finishing with 7 points and on equal number of points with Mali, who were expected to be one of the teams to make it through together with Tunisia. But it was Gambia who took the second spot.
The host nation in Group A doing very well, winning two of their matches and drawing one and finishing on top of Group A. Burkina Faso, of course, coming in second there. Senegal having a slightly more difficult time, but managing to finish top of Group B with Guinea as number two. Morocco, top of Group C with Gabon. And then Nigeria doing exceptionally well, actually, in a group that I thought was going to be a very difficult one to navigate because they have Egypt, who finished second, and then Sudan and Guinea-Bissau.
I mean, I must take my head off to Nigeria because I also had my doubts about them, especially with the fact that they changed their coach right before the tournament started. And I thought that was going to impact on their preparations negatively. But it proved to be a good move in the sense that they went out and did the job. So kudos to them, and they do look the part. And now, because of the way they've done so well, they are now seen as one of the contenders, definitely, together with Ivory Coast and Cameroon, who are the hosts, because those are the two teams that have done really well in this tournament so far.
Indeed, Ivory Coast winning two of the matches and drawing one, joined, of course, by Equatorial Guinea. Algeria was part of that group and losing. Vuyani, otherwise, so far, your impressions of the tournament?
Well, like any other competition in Africa, it took a while to get the momentum going, and it was a bit flat in the first round of fixtures and disappointing, and there's a lot of controversy with the match officials also not doing things the right way. But I must say, Africa, that there are a couple of teams that stood out for me. Ethiopia, even though they didn't really make it out of the group stages, but I thought they played a very, very good brand of football. And if you look at Gambia and Comoros, their very first appearance in the tournament, but they are two of the teams that made it through to the to the last 16, which is commendable and impressive. And they also did that playing a very good brand of football, which is exciting to watch. So even though there were disappointments like Ghana, but there were teams that made it enjoyable so far, and those are teams like Gambia and Comoros, as well as Ethiopia, because of the way they played the game.
What does CAF do moving forward? Because, I mean, some of the officiating has been deplorable. There was one referee who finished the game early. Like, how do you make that kind of mistake? And some of the calls that were made were just, you know, questionable in many ways. This is a continental showcase. It does not enjoy, I think, the respect it needs to, both on the continent, but also internationally, where some club teams in Europe particularly were not willing to release their players to come and participate. We have spoken about it needing to be scheduled at a different time, middle of the year, as opposed to the beginning of the year. But something needs to be done to ensure that this tournament is the showcase that it's supposed to be.
There is a lot of work that needs to be done in Africa on all fronts. And the last time we spoke about the fact that even the Europeans don't take this tournament seriously. But I mean, if we continue to do things the way we do, then we will continue to be the laughing stock of the rest of the world, and our tournament will not be taken seriously, because most of the so-called mistakes that have happened so far are just schoolboy errors that should not be happening at this level. And you ask yourself, if these things happen at such a high level of continental football, what happens at the levels that are below? What happens at the continental club, inter-club football? This is the result of what we see on a daily or weekly basis. And there is a lot of work that needs to be done to make sure that our football is clean and our football is in good hands.
Yeah, Vuyani, thank you very much. I'm sure we'll have one more conversation before the conclusion of the tournament. Vuyani Joni is the editor of the Sokala Doom.